Welcome tonight, welcome tonight, welcome tonight. Shekore Welcome, welcome. Welcome everyone on the call tonight. Hallelujah. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Tonight before we go before the throne room of grace tonight. Hallelujah. First and foremost, I believe tonight is going to be a night of fire. I believe tonight is going to be a night of power. So what I want for you to do is kind of just let your face be shown that if the Holy Spirit will show me something tonight in the spirit while I'm looking in your face or in your eyes. I believe the eyes of your eyes is the gateway to the Spirit of God. And when God have his anointed individuals praying in a certain way, I believe when we make eye contact, we'll be able to do even greater exploits. So tonight, if you don't mind, let us be able to see each and every one of us eyes tonight, that we could be able to see in the glory of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Father, I could feel your presence, and in your presence it brings joy. Tonight, before we even, I don't even have words. I totally I come before you tonight, Lord, and I repent from all my sins. And I ask you to wash me and cleanse me. That way I could come boldly through your throne and I could seek your mercy in this time of need. I come now, I want to ask you, Father, to breathe upon me, oh God, that you may be able to use me tonight as an instrument of your peace, an instrument of your joy, an instrument of your glory. An instrument of your anointing, Lord God, where we minister tonight, though the nations will see you out of us tonight. I bow now before you, Almighty God. And I move myself back behind the cross, oh God Almighty, that you, Father God, will be able to come forward and be able to minister to the massive tonight. Father, we come tonight and an assignment from you. And we pray, Lord God, for our nation. We could have said the nations of the world, but it says to come and stand in the gap for this nation, America. And that's the only agenda tonight, Lord God, because your people are crying out to you in desperation. And they need to remember that we have to go through times like these. But oh, precious Holy Father. I believe, Lord God Almighty, if we consecrate ourselves to you, oh God, that the enemy will not be able to touch her family. Our families will be whole. Our family will be saved and be delivered from the onslaught of the enemy. I believe tonight when we come, Lord God, and anoint us, that all you'll see is your blood. And we declare tonight that the blood of Jesus reigns. We declare tonight as we bow before you tonight, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, Almighty God. That men may know that you're alive and you're not dead. That men may see us. When they see us, they see you. So we come tonight under the unction of the Holy Ghost. We say, Spirit of the living God, come now and saturate our being. As we bow now before you, distill the darkness and let light come, Almighty God. Remove now every stumbling block out of our ways. God Almighty, we pray. In the name that is above every single name, his name is Jesus. And him we move and we glorify through him. Out of our belly will flow rivers of living water. God Almighty, we stand in the presence of the Holy Ghost tonight. And we say the enemy will not be able to touch. And as we bow now before, say, let your kingdom come and let your will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. I want to welcome you on the call tonight. And the agenda is we pray for this nation. God is looking for a people. Hallelujah. There's a scripture in the Bible stated, if we're praying in the spirit, and if you have no interpretation, While you're praying in the spirit, the individual that's praying in the spirit is just building up their self. Tonight, this is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. So I come now tonight, God Almighty, and I said, Holy Spirit of the living God, I hide myself now behind the cross. And I let you now come forth and be glorified through me, that man may know that you are here and you're not dead. That man may know that you're alive. And you declare in your word, Amos 3, verse 7, you will do nothing. You will also said you reveal it to your prophet. So tonight I come and I stand in your office and I ask you to use me and anoint my eyes, anoint my mouth, anoint my earring that I may be able to hear. First Corinthians 14, 26. What is 1 Corinthians 14, 26 is saying? Let's look because I, 1 Corinthians 14, let me see. You put that up there. Let me see what you're saying. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to Bastundo. So that everything be done, supposed to be done decently and in order, also to edify. Yes, Lord Jesus. Give us revelation, knowledge tonight, and understanding. That when we speak, we're not speaking of our own intellect, but we're speaking of the unction of the Holy Spirit. Father, that's what I want. Use us tonight. As you know, we have different part of the ministry. And tonight is just be praying for this United States of America. In this prayer session that we're having here, a couple of years ago, the Father asked me to pray for America, have a Save America campaign. And the church that I used to run in Connecticut, I think on Tuesday nights, right, Latoya? I think it was on Tuesday night we would have Save America. And every given time I'll go on Facebook and talk about Save America. You see, every single person in the body of Christ have different calling on their lives, and we work together as one in the ministry. So while I'm here tonight, I'm here listening to the Holy Spirit from a previous assignment that I had when I was in the New England area. Coming now down to Florida, I was doing that for a while and then I stopped. And then the Spirit of God told me last year to go back and start doing Save America. I did it for a while and then I stopped. And then the other day, all of a sudden, he said, I want you to start praying. We were online the other day with somebody doing the initiative, and then she's doing the initiative part of it, and I'm doing the Pray Save America. Well, last week we started again, but we had started previously. But last week I started again by myself with the different people that want to come on Thursday nights. This, how we're going to be doing this here is, yes, I am going to be here praying, but there is going to come a time when the line is going to be open up. You're going to get in touch with me if you feel like you want to be in leadership for that Thursday night. You let me know that you want to be able to come on that Thursday night and minister in prayer, intercession, by what the Holy Spirit give you to say, because what we are praying on, this assignment is for the seven mountain of influence in America. And I have the seven mountains here. One of them is family, so we're going to pray for our family. One of them is going to be on religion, so we're going to pray for the religion, religious people. I believe the religious people, they need to focus their attention on the kingdom of God. The educational system that we see is already messed up and jacked up with all these demonic forces and all these foolishness that's going on in the school at this given time, because the enemy has released and set loose to take the family structure down. Another king we are going to pray about is the governmental system. The word of God declared that he said that the kingdom is upon his shoulder. And if we are going to move by the Holy Spirit, we cannot look at man. We cannot get caught up in what man is doing. We can't think about the different persons in leadership and stuff like that and say we're a Democrat or we're a Republican. We can't do that. We have to see things in the spirit and move in the spirit. So we're not here talking about politics. That's not what our agendas are. Our agenda is to release the power of the Holy Spirit in the atmosphere to change lives in America. We didn't say we're going to be praying for the nations. That's something totally different. Our assignment is to pray for the structure and the leadership of the United States of America. So we got to get that straight. We are on kingdom assignment doing kingdom business because the government is upon the shoulder of God. And he have this assignment that he released to us to go forth and minister on the earth and release and bind and drive all demonic swords from out of our neighborhoods, out of our government, out of our family, out of our generation, out of our streets, out of our cities, out of anywhere in America. We could, certain time we may call out the state. Because we are leading by the Holy Spirit. Then after that, we go to the media. I remember my daddy Morris, he went back to Jesus now, he died. And at one time in the early, I think it was early 2000s, Morris had a vision. I think it was either an open vision or a dream, but he gave us a book because I work with him in the ministry. He gave us a sheet, and in this book, in this binder, in this little pamphlet, it was extended in the air, and under his foot it looks like smoke or fire. And he went and he asked the Holy Spirit, "What is this? What are you trying to show me?" And the Spirit of God said to him, "It is the media, and the media was going to deceive people." Now, that was way back in the early 2000s when the media was not acting up like this. Then 2018, people hear me talk about this. I was in Orlando and the Spirit of God said, "I want you to take a piece of paper and I want you to start writing." And I started writing and he gave me the name. He said to me, "CNN was going to go down." I'm like, "Wow." Fox News was going to go down. And he said he's going to raise up a station. And he gave me the name of the station. I have never heard that name of that station before. OAN. And I'm like, "What?" And I'm like, "Kenneth, what is this?" I said to my husband, "What is this?" And I call my girlfriend in New York because she's a real estate agent. And I'm talking to her and I'm saying, "Have you heard?" She said, "Oh, yeah, I know it. I know it." And she said, "It's a cable station." I'm like, "Wow." And I gave her what the Spirit of God told me to write. Now that was 2018. And as we see what's going on in the media, all the lies and the deception and all the deceit, everything. And last week, CNN hand has been changed. The word of God tell us in Amos 3, he will do nothing unless he show it to the prophet. So that's the media right there. We're going to be praying for our arts and entertainment. Those are the influential people that's going on in America. So we are assigned to pray. And once we start praying, we're going to see changes because we're going to be moving by the Holy Spirit of the living God. You see what's going on right now in the media? Businesses. We're going to pray for businesses. I don't know about you, but I know that we are an assignment. And the assignment is that we are going to pray in the spirit and we are going to bind the enemy off of our family. We're going to drive the enemy back at bay. It's going to go down. We are not going to sit back and let the enemy comes in and take over our generation. If you are married, if you have children, if you have a husband, if you have a boyfriend, get married. If he don't want to get married, if they have a wife and they don't want to get married, it's time to close down the shop. It is time to close it up. We are living in a day where we gotta be bold. This is not time for entertainment in the those buildings. This is time for God's spirit to show through you. That when you show up into a place or a location or anywhere you go, and when them demons see you, they're supposed to start screaming, "Why do you come to torment me before the time?" And then you say, "Shh, where do you want to go?" And they say, "Go," and you say, "Move it." Just like Jesus, because we are here in this hurt representing our Father God through Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding us into all truth. I was looking over Psalms 16 the other day, and he says, "Guide me. Let me go to it and let me find it. Lead me. I need to be led. You need to be led." And like I said, I am not going to be doing this by myself. There's going to be somebody going every single week, going to say, "Sister Ruth, Pastor Ruth, Prophetess Ruth, whatever you want to call me, I want to be able to come and bring forth the word of God that Thursday night." And I'm going to say, "Okay. Iron sharpeneth iron. And this is not a one-man show." Okay. We're here on kingdom business. In the mighty name of Jesus, the name that is above every single name, his name is Jesus. His name is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he's the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Show me that path to Lord. In your presence is fullness of joy. Father, we want you to show us. We want you to lead us. We want you to guide us. We want you to take us in our family homes tonight. We want you to take us in the bedroom, in the bathroom, in the house, in the corners, in the crevices. We want you, Lord God, to take us in those places where the enemy comes in and want to take our family down. We want you to take us in those places, Almighty God. Open now our eyes. Give us eyes that we may be able to see what our sons and our daughters are doing on the web, or what they're doing, or what school system, what their teachers are doing, what they're talking about. Bring us into those close areas, into those closets. Move, drive the enemy out of their atmosphere. Let their atmosphere be clean and be charged with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father God, let the family structure come in where you have the husband and the wife, glory to God, where you have the men come in and stand in the power of the authority, hearing from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and where he treats his wife as the queen of the house, and she treats him as the king, and understand that, oh my God, that she was taken from under his rib. Yes, Lord God. For them to be connected as one and leading and guiding the younger kids in the home, mother peeking to them, teaching them admiration, teaching them about the word of God, drive out every enemy. Oh God Almighty, Father, and put the blood. We apply the blood on every single doorpost, the ones that is weird and don't want to listen. The word of God said, train up the child the way they would go. Father God, I pray that husband will treat their wife not like paper plates, not dictating, but remember that she is the weaker vessel. Remember that you're supposed to treat her like a Jesus, like of the Father, like of the Holy Spirit treats the church. God raised a family with the power and the anointing running through their belly that day when they go to school or any school or anywhere they go. Your generation of the righteous is blessed. Let them walk in. I declare right now, God, that the atmosphere that they walk under will shake. 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 Shake their places. Shake their school, every single classroom in America, every single job in America. That means their businesses that they're in. Shake. I call the nation should be on a shaking tilt tonight, Lord, like a marble, Lord God, where the shaking is running from in the house and it goes over into the street. It goes over into the community. It goes over into the city. It goes over into the state. Bikito Baba. It goes over into the four corners of America. Father, as I see the sea rolling, it goes into the sea. It goes into the ear, and then it goes, stand still over the atmosphere. Charge it with your blood. Tonight we don't come with beautiful prayers. We come with prayers like we are militant. Tonight I have on my church watchmen in the house. We pray that we become watchmen in our families. We drive generation curse of witchcraft. Generation curse of witchcraft. We break and we bind the spirit of witchcraft. We break and we bind the spirit of lies in our homes, lies in our family structure. We break it and we bind it and we say, come down out of our family, move out of our family. Up the enemy. Lift my hands, God. I lift my hands, God. And we say, we declare war on the enemy's war. War on you, Satan. We now hear the Bible said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We don't care. Because if we die, we're gonna go to Jesus. We gotta get ourselves a devil. We do not care. I remember when I was going through some stuff, running and bawling, losing everything. But you know what? Fear is the opposite of faith. But if you hold on to the faith scriptures, do you hear me, my daughter Jones? My baby girl, Jones, because I don't want to pronounce that name and don't pronounce it right. So Jones is very easy for me to, hello, dear darling. You let the enemy know on your job or off your job that you are a strategic warrior in the kingdom. And no matter how they try to give you some wrong assignment and try to come in and tell you all kind of crap, you just walk up in there and say, no. Look, man. Look, this is not time for no pretty, pretty prayer. Is it service? I mean, I gotta put on my glasses. Where my glasses at? Look, man, I must have left my glasses because somebody named service and she got on red. You named service, you need to represent that service, girlfriend. You need to let people know. I need a job, girl. You need a job. I need a job. Look, I'm all up in your business. Look now, I'm supposed to be doing something else, but I need a job, a J-O-B. And when I get that job, I'm gonna have money to take care of my family and money to get to the church. And what the church gonna do? The church gonna do, and the church gonna, don't use the money right. Don't give it to them. You got, put on my glasses. How you pronounce your name, girlfriend? Look, you know them Jamaican people, they don't know how to pronounce nothing. And they don't know how to say nothing, but I'm one of them gangster. I'm one of them gangster preacher. Okay, let me put on my glasses because I don't know what's going on. Oh, how you pronounce your name? Carrie Ann? I don't know how you pronounce it, but all I know the last name is Service. So you're gonna need some services. You better call in your money, girl. You better call in your money. Money for the honey. Call it in. Call it in. And don't let nobody tell you no crap. Don't let your mama, your papa, your friend, nobody. Because you're bold and you're beautiful. Don't let nobody tell you that you're a monkey because you're not. You're beautiful. I don't know whoever tell you that you don't look good. You look good and you smell good and you're gonna think good. Go get your job, girl. I don't know. Open up your mic. Do you need a job? We're gonna pray. You need a job? That's what's going on? Or you need a promotion? Look, y'all know how to work this Zoom business. I don't. So if I say open up the mic, I mean for you to open up the mic. Because I need to know, am I standing in the gap with you for a job or somebody mugging you on a job? I'm talking to your service. Don't be sitting over there acting like I ain't talking because I got to move on. This is coming from the heaven. Now, do you need a job?
I have a job.
Is my phone work? Is my thing working? Where you at? Well,
I'm in
let's
Connecticut.
move on. Do you need a job?
I have a job.
What you say?
I have a job.
I know, Celestine. Girl, your mama over here. Girl, you look good. So you talk, but I look good. So how come I can't see your face? What's going on? You trying to come over and try to hijack me and telling me that I look good? How come I don't see your face? What you look like, monkey? Well, whatever. Put up the. I said I want to see people's face because when the Holy Spirit is speaking, I need to know what's going on. Ain't a monkey business gonna be going on over here tonight. Because I'm on a different leash. No, I say service.
Yes.
Case carrying?
Yes.
I believe it's carrying. Okay, where your voice at?
I'm speaking. I can hear you.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Hello?
I can hear you.
Oh my God, girl. I apologize. Guess what? You know my fingers is not my fingers has not been broken, but they act like they're broke. But they don't the devil's a liar. Guess what? I turn the mic down and I'm over here cursing you up. But honey, hello. Do
Hello.
you need a job or you need someone to stand for your promotion? How does the talk up? Because I gotta go.
I have a job. I just like it to be a little less stressful.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. You what?
It would be nice if it was less stressful.
Oh, you need something less stressful. What are you, nurse, doctor, whatever? What kind of job you do?
Right. Medical.
What?
Medical.
That's what I'm saying because all I see is medical. So, glory to God, Father God. Drive out every. So, what you want to be? Medical. What kind of medical field you in?
In physician.
Huh?
Physician.
You're a physician.
Correct.
So, when you come online, you got to be very careful, okay? Because this line is a Holy Ghost line. So, when I was talking, all I see, that's why I said, are you a doctor or a nurse? Because that's all I can see is you're a physician. Understand me? I can't do nothing unless the Holy Spirit tells me. So I see up in this white gown. So we're going to pray for promotion. Because you want to get your promotion. And they're over there saying you're not qualified. Is that correct? I'm asking a question.
I'm not looking for a promotion, really.
Okay, so what are you looking for? What, so why do you don't want money?
Money's always good.
What are you looking for?
Just want it to be a little less stressful.
But you pick an area that's stressful. What's wrong with you? Ain't nobody tell you to go over there be no medical. You go over there, and what you're gonna do when you get up in the morning, you're gonna smile. Listen, and you're gonna take in deep breaths. Listen. And you're going to say, Holy Spirit of the living God, use me today. I'm going to walk up in your place, Father, and you're going to use me today. And no matter what my area might look like, and no matter what they may say, and no matter how they want to come in and mess with my spirit, Holy Spirit, tell me what to say.
Yes.
And just walk in the tulips and walk around. Walk around with your head high. And when they talk trash and when they come up against you with medication and all kind of stuff, you just smile. Smile. Give a shout out to the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Spend time with him. If you don't know how to speak in the spirit, ask him to give you that gift. And I break and I bind every lying spirit that came in your life to speak to you from you're a child, telling you that you're not going to be amount to nothing, or I mean, try to put you down and make you feel like inadequate, and you're not, you know, amen. Get up and start saying, I am the righteousness in Christ. Lord, I thank you that you called me out of my mother's womb by name. Lord, I thank you that I'm an Abigail. Come, look, girl, you better go to the word. Speak yourself happy.
Yes.
Talk to yourself. Promote yourself. Man is not going to do that for you, but God. Jehovah God will. All
Amen.
I know, I see doors opening for you.
Amen.
Do not run. There's a lot of promotion in that building for you. Do not hide. You are, I remember yesterday I was looking over something that somebody gave to me. And this is going to be like for you. You're a rare jewel. You're hiding in the midst, the rock, waiting to be found. That is so cute. And you're saying, Lord, why every time I put my hand to something, it just dry up? I'm so tired, Lord. And then he said, my hand covers you. And when you go into the deep waters, my hand is always there covering you. So, my child, go through the rough times, go through the dying times, go through the dry times. Because at those end of those dry time becomes your wet time. And in the wetness of your time, it is my cleansing time for you. So go through, my child. Go through in the dry time to come forward to see the wet time, saith the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
God, I thank you. Father God, I praise you and I worship you. In you I move and I have my being, Almighty God. There is no God beside you. You're the God of Sharon. You're Jesus. Your name is powerful, greater than anything. Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh. Lord, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are Adonai. We are owned by you, past tense, previous tense, whatever tense it is. We have got the kitty batoto. Before the foundation of the earth, we were formed. Drive now every mechanism out of our way. Everything that's not of you, O Lord God Almighty, remove now every stumbling block out of our way. Lord God Almighty, we can say Jehovah Gibbah. Your kingdom reigns. You're the God that's more than enough. You're the God that shake the heavens and the earth come together as one, as when you say, let there be light. Effective immediately, there comes light. You're the God that knows how to smell. You're the God that knows how to smell. You smell things. You tell us when it's not good, when you smell it, and when you snatched it out. You give us the capabilities how to go into the dungeon and to wear war. There's a scripture in Isaiah 45. I was reading that today. We're going to read that. I'm going to read Isaiah 45. Isaiah. Fire of the living God, let your chariot come. Use us and anoint us. Separate us for your good, for your glory. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness in the hidden riches and secret places, that thou may knowest that I am the Lord that called thee by name. Father. Father. Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we pray. Anoint us from the top of our head. Heavenly Father, as we pray, give us kingdom information this day. Give us kingdom information. I know how to pray. Your people that's online tonight that need a touch, touch them, I pray. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Okay. All right. All right. I see. God is going to change the business structure in America. It's going to come a time when we're going to have. It's going to be like the days of Joseph. Oh God, let me write that down. Honey, you taping? Yeah, okay. It's going to be like the days of Joseph. Yeah, it's going to be like the days of Joseph. So listen up, listen up, listen up, listen up, listen up. If it's going to be like the days of Joseph, we're going to have to start saving up our stuff. I'm hearing, oh my God, I think I hear even Joshua Giles say something like this, and I'm hearing it again. It is coming to a time where we're gonna have to have our stuff like Joseph. You remember what happened in Egypt? Oh, there was a famine in the land, and people had to go over there to get their stuff because Joseph stored up, right? And we have to be like that. We're gonna have to start cutting back. We're gonna have to start cutting back. We're gonna have to start cutting back. I tell you. This is in regards to business. We're gonna have to know how to be wise steward. I'm gonna have to know how to be wise steward over the money that God gives to me. I'm gonna have to be wise over what God gives to me. And you're gonna have to be wise over what He gives to you. Please listen, 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 listen. You gotta be a wise steward. If you messed with the money before, repent and ask God to forgive you. I'm not a doom and gloom person, but I've been saying from the other day that I see something coming and it was not looking good. We are people, we are the body of Christ. And all we have to do is to listen to him. I have to listen to him. So if we used to go out and buy 55 things, cut it in three quarters. So divide 55.75 and come down. So in other words, you could only use 25% of what you're getting. You gotta save up. Our food or clothing or I don't know. I'm not a doom and gloom, but we are in business. There's a shaking coming. Oh, okay. There's not a shaking coming. The shaking is here. See, I said there was a shaking coming, the Holy Spirit said, no, the shaking is here. Jesus of mercy. We gotta pray for our families. There's not time to be fearful. And like I said, so what if we even end up dying? It doesn't matter. Make sure you're right with God. Our life is hidden in His hand. There should be no fear in Jesus Christ. If you're going to a church and they're not preaching the word, get out.
Thank
If they're not preaching the word, get out. Get out. If they're not preaching the word, get out. Stay home and read the Bible then. I don't care.
Thank you.
I don't care. I really don't. It's time for us to pull up our bootstrap. We are in war in the spirit, and it's playing out in the natural. I did not know what was going on the other day, but I'm seeing it now. Be he careful. Walk in love with every single person. Yes, they may treat you bad, but walk in love. You may go to your bed and you may never wake up, so walk in love. Try to live a holy life. You have children? Talk to them. Pray with them. Spend time with the Father. Get to know His voice. Follow the Holy Spirit. Get the leading of the Holy Spirit. Do not follow man. Do not follow me. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. I'm telling you. Man is going to fail. I might fail. But Jesus, I was telling one of my daughter today, Jesus will never fail because I have a lot of daughters. Everywhere I go, I get kids. I got babies all over. I've dated so many, I don't know what to do with myself. I may have to go hide under my bed because they're too many kids. Okay? And no matter how I drive them, they ain't going because they just love to hear my mouth. Because I'm the kind of mama going to tell you exactly what's gonna happen, but I'm still gonna love you. That's the look. I'm no nonsense, okay? I'm gonna tell you. My kids will tell you. My daughter on the phone, all my little babies up here will let you know. Right, Simone. They will let you know. Mama ain't playing. I'm not even joking. I'm very nonchalant. I'm very back. I'm not the kind of person. I mean, when you see me start using the word apostle, I was not using it. You know, London Father told me to use it. I'm not in no time for that. And my daughter called me. She said, "Mama, let me tell you something. I try to call you prophetess, and I can't even. All I could hear is apostle." I'm like, "Girl, don't be going around and telling about it my business. That's just me. I'm a gangster. I'm a gangster in the spirit. I'm a gangster rap. Okay, God don't take me out of the club, out of the gangster place." So that means I don't give a rat's nest, like my daughter would say, about nobody. I'm going to tell you how I feel. I don't care because you ain't call me and you ain't appoint me. And I'm telling you right now, I better straighten up. I got to take off this weight because I want to be able to go into somebody's church. And I'm going to tell you one thing now. God, girl, let me tell you something. I used to be a dancer on the street, okay? So when I go into the church, I need to know how to work my ways to get them demons out of the place. So I gotta take my way at all. I'm gonna tell you something. Don't mess with me. I ain't playing. Celeste,
Yes.
what's up? What's up, girl?
How
You come
you
to pray?
doing, mother? Of
I'm
course.
girl. I don't have some of the kids. I don't know what to do. Okay, so come. I can't see your beautiful face. You talking about I'm looking pretty.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. You see me now?
Oh, look at my beautiful baby. You don't change, my sweetheart. Made in that old by Korea, Baba Robo Kota. A
Miss
blessing of the
you.
Lord. Don't be missing me, honey child. I drive them demons out of your head. I look up in your head, and all I could see is headache. Oh, my God. Girl, you better do some fasting and praying. You stressed out. You are stressed. I'm look, girl, you gotta fast and pray. You got to get back to your first love.
I'm fasting. I even fast this week for 3 days. I've been
Yeah, but
fasting every week for 3 days.
yeah, but them fasting don't seem right. Oh Lord, take down this person. Oh Lord, no. Don't
No,
ask
no,
God.
no.
No. Ask God to take you out. Ask God to let you walk in the spirit and don't entertain the flesh. Okay? Go in there and say, God, everybody who do me wrong. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Bless them.
Yeah.
Bless every man that messed with my nerve. Look, I'm in your kitchen right now, okay? I'm gonna be messing up your prayer life. Bless everybody, Lord. The ones with the chigger, the one with the cockroaches. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Bless the tiger. Bless the camp. Bless everybody, Lord. Bless them snakes. Bless them. Every woman and man. I'm gonna tell you right now. That's what you're gonna do. And
Okay,
then you're gonna
mother.
go to ACTS. You're gonna go to ACTS prayer.
Okay.
You're gonna go to ACTS adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and then supplication. And then you're gonna lay it out on the carpet. You're gonna go and you're gonna bind up generational curse. You're gonna go in once and for all, and all those lies that they speak over your life. From mama to papa, from sister to nephew, from uncle, from whoever put their name on paper and break all those curses and all those voices out of your life. And the ones that come to dictate for you not to have anything. And every time you put your hand in something, money goes through like a little basket with a hole. You gotta break that.
Okay.
So that's why you got to be on here tonight. Look how many times I haven't seen you hear from you for over 25 years. Look how many years. That's like dog. My mother's saying Jamaica from Sawfish, a single house. You know how long that is? I haven't seen you for so long. My God. Baby girl. People talk about they run for your life. You ain't running for nobody's life. You're going to stand up and you're going to pull your belly in and you're
Yeah.
going to strategically release the fire of God in your atmosphere. And wherever location that you're living in, you call for the angel of God to come stand down in your basement, down in your floor, coming up into your bedroom and in your kitchen, and all them cooking and them food that you love to do. Every time you open up the pot, you'll ask God to entertain your pot life.
Amen.
You gotta shake the ovens, those
Amen.
ovens that feel like brass. You have to come in and you have to say no.
Thank you, Jesus.
No
Hallelujah,
demon.
Robosha. Thank you, Lord.
You go to
Thank
Sebi
you.
Costa, Rimanda,
Rikaya. Rikala
Silikunda, Ayuketa,
Robosha.
Yusekambo,
Rikala
Rikita, Lididoboshe, Lididididobanda, Yebodabande,
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah,
Kishikitu
Robosha.
Kabah, put your hand on your
Yes,
belly when
Ayara
you're
Basha,
praying
Ayara
and
Basha,
drive out
Ayara.
every distinction of the enemy.
Ayara Bashi
Hey,
Kundorobosa,
ba,
Ayara
ro,
Basha.
bashito, balemba, la, ba,
Yes,
tikitumba,
Lord, Ayara
baba,
Bashi
ye,
Kundorobosa.
akaki, bikinda, hola, da,
Ayara Bashi
balende,
Kundorobosa,
you
Ayara
talk people
Bashi.
front to every spirit of arthritis, anybody that have arthritis. Put your hand on
Kundorobosa.
where the blood is. Put your hand on where the pain is. Kodabate. We drive it out. We break it. We bind it. Every mucus in the body, asthmatic
Yes,
spirit,
Lord
break it and
Jesus.
bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. Family, rise up in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Business, rise up in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Educational system, rise up. Let those kids walk. In power, walk in might, family, talking over their kids and say they will rise.
Yes, Lord.
They will live but not die. They will
Jesus,
declare
thank
the
you.
glory. When they go to school, they will be the head and not the tail. They will be going over and under. always abounding and abiding to every good work. We are the power of the Holy Ghost. Lay hands on those children, anoint them with oil. Breathe the bread of life over them. Breathe the bread of life over you. Breathe the bread of life over your house, over your location, over your job, over
Hallelujah.
your
Thank
car,
you,
over your money,
Jesus.
over your pocketbook, over your body, over your belly, over your foot, your eyes, your nose, your mouth.
Hallelujah, Rabu Shataya. Hallelujah, Rabu Shataya.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we fight war in the spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God. Oh, we shake up the heavens tonight. Oh, we shake up the
Oh,
heaven
thank
tonight.
you,
We come
Jesus.
and we run around in heaven tonight. We
Thank
run
you.
around in heaven tonight. We declare that heaven declare the glory of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Robosha.
I go into some houses right now. And if you plaguing anybody in those houses or in those homes or in those houses, even in the yard, we take authority over every door post. Every door post.
Oh, yeah.
Every door post. And I want you to know, if you know anybody that want to pray the way we are praying on Thursday night, get them online. Get them online. Give them the Zoom information. Let they come in and be separated from the earth of the demonic powers that plague in their life, that way they may be able to go forth and to take that the mountains for God. Let the heaven rain and let the kingdom smile on the earth. Open now, Lord God Almighty. Open now, Lord God Almighty. Let us walk through the kingdom of God that we may be able to sit at your feet tonight, Jesus, and get the teachings from you. Oh Lord, you are beautiful. Oh Lord, you are wonderful. My eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. Let the fire comes now on our family. Let the fire comes now in the buildings that we reside and we get up on Sundays or Mondays or Tuesday, the 7 days of the week, and go into those buildings. Let us move tonight, and when we go in, we go with an anointing out of our belly. Let men know that this is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Ghost. Come now, Spirit of the Living God. I am a hiki shikola baba rika taba. Why am I in Africa right now? I'm supposed to be praying for America. But why are you taking to me, Tuta Bakuta, Holy Spirit, to Africa? We break and we bind every ancestral spirit that has been released upon the African tribe. Father, we break every bad incense that have been spoken over us. Those incenses, those words, we come against that right now. Religious system, educational systems, governmental system. We pray for the government. We pray for the president. We pray for the cabinet. Every single person that works, that's over our head, according to the word of God in Timothy, that we may live to have a quiet and peaceable life. We pray that they are saved. They're listening and leading by the Holy Spirit. We pray right now. We pray right now that every lying tongue in the media will dry and be cease. Father, arts and entertainment, that you will expose every demonic source and they will drop to their knees and they will get saved. Get them delivered. They don't want to be saved. They come home to you. Do not let them for one more second pollute the earth with their nastiness. All the ones that drinking blood and all that nastiness, John Podesta that you showed me a long time ago over there with the spirit drinking and all that, break and bind it off of our children, mighty God. Systematic nastiness, killing and vipers and vapors and venoms. We break it over this country, the United States of America. Everyone that comes through the border that wants to come in and try to disrupt and try to tear down and mess with the society of America. This country was founded upon God and its principles. So we come now, God, and we pray the governmental system will rely and be set upon your shoulders. And let the shaking begin in the heavens and let me see it here on the earth. Thank you for our business mode. Thank you that our taskmasters will not come in and believe that we are slaves and we will have manners and we will do our work accordingly. We will work unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, glory to your name. Last week I told you how to go out and get this book, Commanding the Morning by Cindy Trim. Yes, Lord God. And we pray about the Cyprus anointing for financial obedience by Samuel. And we want to have divine favor. So release the spirit of Esther upon us, our family, our generation. Because the generation of the righteous is blessed. Wealth and riches will be in our house. The Daniel anointed for governmental system and excellence and integrity. And as we talk about Joseph tonight, Lord, let us walk properly, holy, in business. Teach us how to articulate and how to have business. Give us the right business information from heaven. Give us strategic information, Lord God Almighty. And Father, in everything, let us be fear. Give us now the spirit of hospitality that we know how to, help people and how to be wise with the things that you give to us and how to be a strategic player, how to just walk in love and peace and joy and comfort one another. Let's break bread like we did in the Acts. It says we have everything in common. Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you that you have raised us up because the wealth of the sinner will be laid up for us, the just. I thank you, Father God. Oh, I love that right here, my daughter. Simone, what kind of red hair that day? It come like a mop stick. One up is a redhead.
Oh, thank you.
Oh my God, you're gonna have to do my hair like that. I wanna look, you see, I have my hair all white, so I wanna make it look red. I'll make it look like, you ever see chicken? I wanna look like chicken. Yeah, red. I like it. Looks good on you.
Thank you.
Yes, anointed. Let that thing float in your belly. Put your hand on your belly, baby. And feel that fire. That's the fire of the Holy Ghost. You're going to be doing a task. You're going to be asked to preach. And you need that fire out of your belly that when you go on, when you start ministering, the fire of the Holy Spirit is going to come down and you're going to see healing. You're going to see deliverance. You're going to see salvation. You're going to hear people start screaming in the ear because those demonic forces are going to release. And because of the training that you have received, you're not going to fear. You're going to walk right
Amen.
over and you're going to lay your hands. Not only even that, but when you show up, they're going to be running.
Amen.
Now, the building that you guys worshiping in, does it have a stairs? You got to climb a stairs to go in?
Yes.
Okay, so I see those demons. Oh my God. So it's like you're entering from the front, but you could go to the back also?
Yes, we enter from the back.
Because I see like a back door business. Okay, so they're actually going to go to the back. And that's where they need to go.
Want me to
Because
Amen.
when you come to a front place, you're coming in boldly. When you're going to the back, you're crazy. It's like you don't own the place because you go through back door. But a front or the frontal attack, that mean you're in lead. Put the baby, put her under the bed. That mean you're in leadership, okay? When you come on the phone, you don't bring no baby because you never know what's going to happen. I ain't got no time for babies. Not tonight. Put them in the bed. Put them in the crib. Okay. So you're going to be seeing, they're going to go to the back. So when they're going to the back, stay sideways.
Okay.
Okay. Because they're going to have to release that way. Because the back
Amen.
goes down to steps.
Yes.
Is it like brown, like a brown looking thing? It's like brown.
This the building?
No, no, the steps.
They're like burgundy. The carpet is carpet like burgundy, but the stair handle is brown.
Yeah, like that's it, man, girl. Move away because those demons are coming with force. So, but for this assignment, start praying and anoint yourself because you don't want to bring them home.
No, not at all.
So when you go over there, you cover yourself with a bug.
Amen. Sure do.
Cover my yourself with a bug because I remember when I was in Manchester and ministering to my sister brought this man over there and I and the man come to me with me and Kamisha and the man come to me and I'm ministering to the man and all of a sudden when I leave I got a terrible headache. I'm like, you know what? Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. And me and Brother Azzy went over someplace to go and I walk in the house with my headache. When I walk in the house, them demons on the wall, the picture, but I was gonna tell if he was still talking to him. The picture on the wall stopped falling off. They said they ain't never seen nothing like that. The house was demonic. So when I show up, the picture stopped falling down. And the Father God was able to release, reveal to me what was going on in the house. So I was able to drive it out. Next week when I go to healing school, the man come back. I'm like, oh no, you ain't touching me, honey. Go to the doctor. When the man, because my headache went away. But next week, Saturday, he come back on my head. I said, oh no, back off, don't touch me. Oh, no. So this is what you're gonna be meeting. Them demons coming in. I'm telling you. And anoint yourself with oil. When you take this assignment, don't be fearful. There are going to be a lot of African demons that's going to be over there. Oh, God Almighty. Oh, because you're in the African church. And a lot of them are full of demons. Jesus Christ. They're full of demons. They're over there preaching. And them people need deliverance. Oh, God. Oh, shiki, 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 shiki. Deliverance, deliverance. You go take the assignment, okay? But I see an African jungle. And these people, when they're worshiping, they are human, are human. Yeah. And they jumping like, no. Some of them ain't spiritual. You understand that? You know that. Some of them is not in the spirit. You know that. I'm talking to you. They're not in the spirit. It's a fake spirit. You don't need no fake. You got all them kids. You don't want them over the house, okay? This is a warning. If you're going to take the assignment, you got to be dressed for battle. You gotta go in there dead. Gotta go into your dead. You can't go into your alive. You gotta go into your dead and let the Holy Spirit use you in your deadness. When I say you're dead, that means you inhale and you exhale. You inhale the Holy Spirit and you exhale the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Once you go there and you stand with your legs open, with your foot, with your belly positioned, you're ready to fight. You're ready. You stand as a warrior in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So when the enemy comes in, you're able to move, to shift, to slide, to duck, and to drive out.
Amen.
Praise God. Father, we want to thank you tonight. I just want to thank God tonight. Claudette, I love you. I love you, Claudette. My darling Jones, it's been nice seeing you.
I
Sister,
love you too. You
huh?
too, Mom.
I didn't hear
I
you.
love you too.
I love you. I love you guys. I mean, I thank you guys for showing up.
You too, Mom. Miss you. Catch.
Natalia, I pray to God that you've taken this in because I don't want to hear nothing when I say you're going to be doing what you need to do. I love you, sweetie. Look at your beautiful face. You come to see me tonight, huh? So what's up? How is your location? Are you going to be coming to Mantle in July? Am I going to see you? I'm talking to you. You're not hearing me?
Me?
Jones, yeah,
Yes.
you. You're gonna come to Mantle in July?
I can't.
Oh, I'll be
I
praying
wish
for
I
you.
could.
I'll be praying for you.
Please
So
do.
we'll see each
This.
other again. I mean, I
It's a
love
lot of
you.
heavy. I love you too. It's a lot of heavy warfare right now. But
Huh?
it's a lot of heavy warfare right now. But I know I see it, and I know the reason why. So.
Amen. Break it out of your belly. Go into your belly. Go into your belly. It's a belly thing. It's a belly war. And in your belly, there is fire in your belly. And the devil want to make you feel weak.
He
And just
does.
want to come in and just want to. And a lot of it is do it work. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ew.
Oof, yeah.
Ayana nana
My God,
Jesus, it's just
it's,
hard. You
yeah.
know, when you want to do good and you don't have somebody there who is going to really telling you that you're doing a good job. You know, and always nitpicking, and
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so, you know, you just gotta speak life. And how many years have you been there?
Well, God said the same. It will be 5 in July.
5 in July.
And this is the funniest thing is the forming that's happening now is a group of women that have not been there long. And I see the ringleader, and I see the spirit on her, and how she used dropped certain things in the spirit of the others to go against me.
What you dealing with? Like a Spanish time descendant. So you're gonna have to be buying prayer, buying up Santa Maria. You gotta bind Santa Maria. Cause when someone comes in and they see you with a job and they want your job, they go in and they do all kind of stuff. They use their sage. And they pray and they use their needles and their pins and all kind of foolishness because they want to change the atmosphere of the job and the atmosphere of the leaders that's in charge and stuff like that. And But you, as a warrior, you have to go in and know that God really gave you that job.
Oh, I know he did. He
Right?
did.
So if you know, you're going to get a lot of opposition. And once he give you something, you're just not going to go in and sit down. You have to stand and fight the good fight of faith. So you have to break and bind the spirit of witchcraft in high places. You got to go in and you got to take out Ephesians 6. Because you're a warrior. You are a warrior in the spirit. You're an intercessor. You are a deep connection intercessor. But you get weak and tired at any given time because you feel like you've been beat up and dragged up. But God is telling you to stand.
And I feel everything.
And use Ephesians 6. Just use Ephesians 6 and just stand. Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. Put on those armor. Put on the armor. I have it right up here on my desk. And they're not in the same format. They may not in the same format, but it's talking about the sword of the spirit, which is the sword of the spirit, the word of God.
Word of God,
Put that
yes.
on you. The blessed spirit of righteousness. Righteousness is right standing with him. The blessed spirit of truth, speaking truth at all times. The helmet of salvation. Anyone you see that need Christ, talk to them about being saved. Spirit of faith, of the shield of faith. It says the shield of faith. That means shield is a faith. Shield is an armor. When you go out with that shield, you're going out with the shield of faith. You're going out staying as a warrior, and anything comes in, it backs it off because you have a shield and it's right over your belly. It's like a headdress. And the next thing when you walk in there, you're walking in your shoes, under the foot that you walk. Everywhere that you
Readiness.
walk, you declare peace. Hallelujah. And that is how, and then thank you, Jesus. You ask for Father God to give you a word, how to take the enemy down. And once he give you that word, he will tell you how to use the word. And you watch and see that enemy crumbles right in front of your eye. The weapons of your warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. Distinctly pulling down every single stronghold.
My God, my God,
Hallelujah, Jesus.
my God.
Break it back. Put it
I
liando.
say,
Kande batu kotoma tokoba
Let
Let the waters of God come now and let it wash.
us seek you, let my
Wash, Charlene.
yassi,
Wash you, Charlene.
my
Wash you, Charlene. Kete baba ikoda bahendela. Wash you, Marie. Akala baba. Ah, ye kele baba. Wash you. Wash you, Destiny. Wash you, Ruthie. Wash you, Kenneth. Wash you, Sister Marie. Wash you, sister servants. Wash you from the top of your head, Celestine. Watch you, Akele Baba, Lataya Bakura Baba, Mama Lande. Wash. Father, I bow before you. Father God, I thank you. I lift my hands before you and I say, thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence this day. In your name, that is Tremar, I wash you with the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Tomorrow, my husband will put this up online under the holytabernacle.com. You'll be able to go back in and listen to whatever you miss. Play it in your house, play it in your car, saturated in your being. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit come in and minister to you. He will put it up tomorrow sometime. I want to thank you so much for being on the Zoom call tonight. Pray for me that I will walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, that I will listen to him and only say what he wants me to say, that I will walk strategically in his presence. Because in his presence, there is fullness of joy. And in his presence, there is peace forevermore. I want to be saturated in him. I want to live and move and breathe by him. And that should be the same essence for you tonight. That the Holy Spirit of God, destiny, come and minister to you tonight in your sleep, in your vision, in your awakeness. Let the Spirit of God come and touch you. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Every single day, anoint yourself. Take communion. If you want to take communion, people online, take communion. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. God Almighty. God Almighty, we pray. God Almighty, we say. Heavenly Father, this day, give us your spirit, I pray. Yeroba kondele ba ba. If you want to be on our, what you call it, our list of getting information from the Holy Tabernacle, you could text me or email me at theholytabernacle.com, or you could send me a text, 413-240-8051, 413-240-8051, or the you could send me, once you go onto theholytabernacle.com. If you are online tonight and if you have never given your life to Jesus Christ, ask him to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Go to Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you have backslidden, go to the same scripture and say, Father God, I repent. Forgive me from all my sins. Let him wash you and cleanse you. Ah, God, welcome him as your father. Tell him you love him. He loved you. He died for us. Don't be shy. I love you. I love you. I love you guys. I thank God for being with you tonight. I want to let you guys know that I am extremely high. I am so high. Hey, I'm high. Gonna take me a little bit to come off of this and come out of this. You pray for me as I pray for you guys. I love you. I praise God for you. I will be leaving you right now. My dear Miss Jones, I will keep you in prayer. I will be thinking about you when you go to what time is your time for work tomorrow? What time you go to 8 to 4 or what time?
8:30 to 5, but I'll be working from home tomorrow, but I'll
So
be
I will
back
keep
in
you in prayer.
full, yes, I'll be in back in full warfare next
Yeah, that's
week.
okay. You're gonna be fine.
I am.
Yes, you're fine. All
Yes.
righty, everybody. I love you guys. God bless you guys. Have a great night.